Offside.
Padec požarnega zidu. V nedeljo so v več nemških mestih potekali protesti proti sodelovanju konzervativne krščansko-demokratske unije, znane kot CDU, z nacistično stranko Alternativa za Nemčijo, krajše AfD. Prejšnjo sredo so poslanci nemškega Bundestaga potrdili nezavezujočo rezolucijo o zavračanju prosilcev za azil na državnih mejah in na to petek zavrnili zakon o omejitvi priseljevanja. Tako zakon kot rezolucijo je predlagala konzervativna unija. Podprli pa so jo poslanci alternativne stranke. Spodnji dom nemškega parlamenta je prvič po drugi svetovni vojni sprejel ukrep z odločilno podporo AfD. O zakonu o omejevanju priseljevanja so poslanci glasovali na predzadnji seji parlamenta pred predčasnimi volitvami, ki jih je predsednik države Franz-Walter Steinmeier razpisal za 23. februar. Predčasne volitve so razpisali potem, ko je parlament nekdanjemu nemškemu kanclerju Olafu Scholzu iz vrst socialdemokratov izglasoval nezaupnico. Glasovanje o zaupnici je Scholz sklical zaradi izstopa Svobodne demokratske stranke iz semaforske koalicije po kanclerjevi odstavitvi njihovega finančnega ministra Kristjana Linderja. V Berlinu se je tako včeraj zbralo okoli 200 tisoč protestnikov, ki so nasprotovali rušenju požarnega zidu, torej obljube tradicionalnih demokratičnih strank, da ne bodo sodelovale s skrajnodesnimi strankami. Policija je ocenila, da je bilo protestnikov za skoraj 40 tisoč manj. V Kolnu so protestniki s 350 čolni zapluli po Renu ter vzklikali proti rasizmu in za demokracijo in raznolikost. Protestirali so tudi v Hamburgu, Leipzigu in Minhnu. Več o protestih pove novinar Euraktiva Nik Alipur.
Hundreds of thousands of people across several cities in Germany. It was sort of that, I should say, not an unseen, not an unprecedented situation for Germany. We've seen those protests also in spring when the AfD toyed with that concept of remigrations, which is seen as sort of like wanting to send ethnic minority Germans back to, abroad and deport them from Germany. So there were massive protests then, and in a similar way there are massive protests now, again before an election. Last time they were before the European elections, now they are before the German elections. We haven't seen them sway the vote so much. That didn't happen last time with the European election, and frankly I cannot imagine that these protests will sway the election this time, because what we see here is a mostly urban population, those that are already left of center, those that are already skeptical of the AfD, skeptical of the CDU, turn out and protest. Again, it was quite a few people, so that's definitely remarkable. 100,000 or more in Berlin, for example. We had a former CDU member who's quite prominent speak at that rally in Berlin as well. So you see there is sort of an amount of discomfort in the center, in the political center. But I believe that German politics is now past the point where those protests can actually make a difference, because the vote, the polls are not moving much at this point. So clearly the people who were going to vote for the CDU were already quite comfortable with the CDU and all its sort of like previous far right, well, let's say right leaning politics that have sort of become a thing under the new leader Friedrich Merz, and they're not going to move away after those protests that are coming mostly from the left of center.
Prejšnji teden je predsednik CDU Friedrich Merz predstavil petočkovni načrt v bitki za omejevanje nezakonitih migracij. Merz je naznanil, da bo načrt, ki med drugim predvideva ponovno uvedbo stalnega nadzora na državnih mejah, uresničil, če bo izglasovan za kanclerja. Podrobneje Mercev načrt predstavi Bernd Kasparek, raziskovalec na Berlinskem inštitutu za empirične raziskave, integracije in migracije.
Plan presented to the parliament on Wednesday as a parliamentary resolution contained the following policy measures. One, reinstatement of border controls, and it says that they would not be temporary but permanent. So Germany's borders to all of its neighboring states will be permanently controlled. That was point number one. Point number two, refoulement of all attempts of illegal entry. So anybody who does not have valid entry documents or does not have kind of freedom of movement deriving from the European legislation will be stopped and turned back at the border. This explicitly also applies to people that would be applying for asylum. The third point is people that do not have a right to stay and that are legally obliged to leave the country should be taken into custody, into detention. Number four is it's the responsibility of the Bundesländer, of the regions of Germany to enforce deportations. So here the proposal was that the federal state should support the regions. And then the fifth point was people that are obliged to leave the country and that have committed crimes should be able to be detained unlimitedly. So they could end up in prison or in detention for many, many years until it is possible to deport them. So these were the 5 points. And I think it is quite clear that these are very extreme measures that clash with the international law, with European law and also with fundamental rights.
Kasparek pojasni, zakaj se je težišče predvolilne kampanje premaknilo od tem, kot sta socialna varnost in gospodarstvo, k migracijam.
There was an interest to focus the election campaign on economy, on social security, on global security, you know, the many other problems that have to be dealt with. However, about two weeks ago, there was a deadly attack by a young man on a group of kindergartners and kids from the kindergarten, and he killed a two-year-old kid with a knife, with multiple stabbings, and he also killed a man that was trying to come to the rescue. And because the perpetrator is a rejected asylum seeker, this catapulted the question of migration back into the center of the campaign. And it is at this point that the candidate for the chancellorship from the conservative side, Friedrich Merz, decided to, and this is a direct quote from him, he said he will go all in. And he declared that on the first day of his chancellorship, he would immediately close Germany's border to all asylum seekers.
V sredo je spodnji dom parlamenta potrdil rezolucijo imenovano Varne meje in končajmo nezakonite migracije. Za predlog je glasovalo 348 poslancev, med drugim iz vrst CDU in AFD, 345 poslancev je glasovalo proti, 10 se jih je glasovanje vzdržalo. Predlog je nezavezujoč, toda rezolucijo običajno vložijo skupaj z zakonodajnimi predlogi za zagotovitev dodatnih smernic. Vsebino predloga predstavi Alipur.
The first motion that Friedrich Merz tried to pass on Wednesday was actually a non-binding motion, and it lays out his 5-point plan to crack down on migration. It includes provisions such as creating detention centers for migrants that are due to leave the country. They should be arrested, basically. Obviously, the main point, one of the most eye-catching points, is that it would make Germany's border controls, which are already in place, permanent rather than temporary, and to be intermittently renewed. It actually will be permanent border controls on Germany's internal borders. And the final point, that all migrants, or illegal migrants, will be turned away at the German border. So quite harsh measures that many people will wonder how they they're supposed to pass when the CDU takes office, because they're left of center, likely coalition partners, and unlikely to collaborate with them on that. The question why this motion was necessary is a question that many people, I think, wonder about in Germany, because Friedrich Merz really took a gamble in passing these with the AfD, but nothing comes out of it. So this again underlines the point that this was more about election strategy for Merz. He wanted to show that he can be tough on migration. He didn't have time to pass a new an entire law, because this was the second to last legislative session of the Bundestag before the election. So there was not going to be a new law, but he could pass a non-binding motion. And he did that even though it had no effect. So that really speaks in favor of this being an election ploy.
V petek je Bundestag zavrnil zakon o omejevanju priseljevanja, ki ga je vložila stranka CDU, podprla pa ga je AfD. Zanj je glasovalo 350 poslancev, 338 poslancev je glasovalo proti, 5 se jih je vzdržalo. Vsebino zakona predstavi Kasparek.
The content of the law is pretty much simple. It has only three points. It wants to... The first point is... There's a basic migration law in Germany, and it used to say that the purpose of this law is to limit migration to Germany. This wording was removed in 2023, and this law would have put it back in to say the purpose of this law is to limit migration. This is also what gave the overall law that name. That's the first point. The second point is it was supposed to immediately terminate all kinds of family reunification for people with subsidiary protection. That is something that Germany did in 2016 temporarily, but this is something that the conservatives wanted to have reinstated. And the third point is a bit technical. It's about increasing the competences of the federal police. And this is, I think, where we start going into difficult territory, because there is a point, or there's a reason why in Germany, as a federal state, the federal police does not have many powers. And this is because historically, Germany had bad experience with centralized police powers during the times of National Socialism. And this is why the constitutional law of Germany has mandated that police powers and competences lie with the regions, with the Bundesländer.
Alipur pove, da je vsebina protimigrantskega zakona milejša kot vsebina nezavezujočega predloga.
Laws on Friday had already been on the floor of the Bundestag for quite some time, so this one could be passed. It's also slightly less contentious and slightly less impactful in what it actually legislates. It really is, for example, a law that makes the limiting migration one of the primary goals of Germany's migration legislation. So you see, it's very much about semantics in a way. It also would allow the German border force to detain people under certain circumstances. That was also not possible before. But it's not a sort of like game changer, massive crackdown law in the way that the first motion, non-binding motion, was.
Glasovalo ni tudi 12 poslancev Krščansko-demokratske unije. Proti zakonu so glasovali še nekateri člani Svobodne demokratske stranke, ki so podprli rezolucijo, in poslanci kulturno-konzervativnega in protimigrantskega zavezništva Zare Wagenknecht. Kasparek meni, da je glasovanje znak nesoglasi znotraj CDU-ja.
The party is largely following Merz. They have been pushing for tougher asylum and migration law or policies for a long time. They want to abolish the right to asylum, for example. That is very, very clear. They would like to exit from the Geneva Refugee Convention, if that was in any way possible. They want to outsource asylum to third countries. So, for example, that the so-called Rwanda plan that was attempted by the Conservative Party in the UK, they were trying to adopt it for German politics. And Friedrich Merz has also several times he made rather racist remarks, for example, against young kids in school with migrant background, or also against the refugees from the war in Ukraine. So this is a new line. However, in the party, there are still some that are more in the school of Merkel. And interestingly, on Thursday, Angela Merkel also intervened in the debate with a statement in where she said that she thought the promise of Friedrich Merz not to cooperate with the AfD was a very responsible promise that she wholeheartedly supports. She does not support, and she thinks it's a grave mistake that he has broken this promise now. So you can see that there is still a faction within the Conservative Party that follows the policies of Angela Merkel. And she would say that it's not that she would not be tough on migration, but her claim is that this needs to happen in accordance with the law, in negotiation with the European partners, and in a manner that is respecting fundamental rights. And I think at this point, this started to create a little rift within the Conservative Party, because clearly there were about 10, 12 people that could not stomach a cooperation with the fascists in parliament. And this is why finally on Friday the law did not pass.
Od konca druge svetovne vojne med vladajočimi strankami velja konsenz, da stranke ne sodelujejo s skrajno desnimi strankami. Pri sprejetju rezolucije je CDU sprejel podporo AfD-ja, zaradi česar je Scholz Merca obtožil rušenja požarnega zidu. Ta bojkot sodelovanja s skrajno desnico je CDU že kršila. Med drugim sta obe stranki v turinškem deželnem parlamentu podprli znižanje davka na prenos nepremičnin. Rušenje požarnega zidu komentira Alipur.
If this marks a fall of the so-called firewall, which is Germany's sort of cordon sanitaire against collaboration with the far right, is very contentious because technically the two parties didn't cooperate, not structurally at least, not actively, but the CDU signaled very clearly that it was willing to accept the AfD voices, so vote. So that's definitely, if not a fall of the firewall, it's perhaps a fall of the firewall, breach of the firewall light version, where they're trying to, you know, water down so much that the signal sort of comes through, and that is incredibly dangerous. I'd say it's definitely breaching with the precedent of several decades of German politics, where the far right was always off limits. The idea of the firewall is not that old. It was something the CDU imposed on itself a couple of years ago, but the principle of not working with the far right, not even passively, is certainly now in danger, and that is a bit of a turn of the times for Germany.
Kasparek pove, da tudi če bi bil petkov zakon v spodnjem domu potrjen, v zgornjem domu parlamenta ne bi prejel zadostne podpore.
The law would not have gone into effect anyways, because the second chamber of the parliament, the Bundesrat, so this is the representation of the Bundesländer, of the regions, had already announced that they would not be giving a majority to this law. And even some conservative countries like Berlin indicated that they would never vote in favor of a law that has passed with the votes of the right-wing extremists. So this law would never go into effect anyways. It was very, very symbolic, but it was also very, very dangerous in that Friedrich Merz sought the cooperation of the AfD. If he becomes chancellor, and this is a very complicated question now, because he has clearly alienated the Social Democrats as well as the Green Party, and most probably he will need one of them to form a stable parliamentary majority. I don't think that there is a chance at the moment that he will be forming a coalition with the Green Party. He would need to form a coalition with the Social Democrats. And it is not clear how this can happen and what kind of compromises he would have to do in order to obtain this coalition.
Nemški konzervativci so za čim boljše izhodišče na prihajajočih predčasnih volitvah naredili velik korak v desno. CDU sodelovanje z AfD deklarativno zavrača, a se njihove podpore za sprejemanje protimigrantskih politik ne branijo. Offside je pripravil Tim.